Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Testing, testing. Oh, baby. Melissa?
Oh, baby.
Court?
Oh, baby.
Jeez, you guys are the worst. How long is too long to still be paying homage to someone who died?
Oh, it depends on who it is that died.
Okay, so the reason I ask, is Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve still Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve?
I think it was this year.
It was? Yeah, look that
this
up.
This was see the if first can... year I didn't watch it.
The You didn't? What'd you do on New Year's Eve?
Porter and I went on my smart TV and found fireworks.
I watched
you
the
just watched you wait hang
and
on.
A countdown. There was countdown with fireworks. That's all we watched.
On what streaming service?
I'm trying to remember because it was like a random thing where you just kept. Oh, it was.
Was
a
it YouTube?
Countdown. No, it was a countdown in all the different cities in the world.
Oh.
They would go to like.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere in Australia.
Right.
And they would go, you know, and they were counting down in Australia. And they were all the different places they did countdowns.
I see where you're going with this. So, this year.
Yeah.
Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest 2022.
Yeah, right? Okay. First of all, a mouthful. By the time you say that, the ball is going to be dropped.
Right.
So, like, why? Like, at what point? And look, I like Dick Clark. Don't. This is no disparagement towards the legend that is Dick Clark.
Of course. He's a legend.
And the estate of Dick Clark, if they are listening to the Melissa and Austin Show After the Show podcast.
He died in 2012.
Wow. I was going to say 2015 or 2016.
It's been 10 years.
10 years. Okay. So at what point do we say, you know what? It's now Ryan Seacrest's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
I know, could you imagine if...
Well, maybe they want to do it because he might ask for more money.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I know. It's
probably,
and we're coming
Colbert,
out of a pandemic, so you know everyone's cheap these days.
I always forget the name. You know what? The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, let's call it that.
Yes.
I don't remember which one.
Yeah.
If it was still like The Late Show with Jay Leno starring Stephen Colbert.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't do that.
It's essentially the same thing. Well, I mean, they kind of did that with Conan.
Yeah, all right. Well, he's the weird exception.
The Late Show with Conan O'Brien. But now it's back to The Late Show with...
There's a radio show,
The Tonight Show,
in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, called The Kid Craddock Show. He died in 2015.
Oh, I remember that.
And they are still The Kid Craddock Show.
Still, like, even today.
Even today. And they have new, like, I don't know.
Because I do remember they kept it, and it was like Kid Craddock. And I was like, oh, that's nice.
And
like, they're paying homage.
I thought
right.
That. I thought still, the same thing.
Because he's the host.
They're
like,
honoring
and
him.
That show had been around. I remember listening to it.
He was a big deal.
Right.
Yeah, and nationally syndicated.
Yeah.
But it's still his show with new hosts.
And still to this day.
All right.
They might have been with him.
Yeah.
Or as like underlings or something.
Because, yeah.
But it's new hosts. It's not old Kid Craddock. He's not on the show.
So what do you think? How long do you go? Have we gone 10 years? Is that too long for Dick Clark?
I don't like two names. Either call it Ryan Seacrest's Rockin' New Year's Eve, yeah, or call it Dick Clark's and just know Ryan Seacrest is going to be there.
Right, right. Well, I think that's
Ryan
where it gets
Seacrest
confusing.
Ryan Seacrest would not go along. He'd be like, you have to announce me.
He would say,
you gotta say
right,
who's hosting it, though.
He says, look, if this next year it's Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve again, Seacrest out.
They're trying hard to make him a thing, to make him still.
How do we feel about Ryan Seacrest?
Not a big fan.
Okay, because I love him. And you know why? I think because I think
people who he talks to, he's got this skill, uh-huh, where he seems so friendly and approachable when he's there.
Yes.
And like, you know, like you're not afraid to talk to him. Like he helps people, right, I feel like, let their guard down.
And I have a mad amount of respect for him for how hard he works.
Yeah.
Because he's got the radio show. He's got Live with Kelly and Ryan. He's got Rockin' New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. He executive produces like a million shows, including the Kardashians back in the
day.
So you like his
greediness.
Yeah, yeah. His name just everywhere.
One man's hustle is another man's greediness.
That's so true. I agree with that.
But I like that. Another guy, Andy Cohen, from the Bravo TV shows.
Yeah, I
love Andy Cohen.
I love him.
And I think he hustles hard and works hard. And mm-hmm, I don't know. I just have a lot of respect for people that like do a lot of projects and have a lot of work. And
I think a lot of people would do that. I just don't think they give people the opportunity to do,
sure,
all those things.
I agree
too
with that.
A lot of,
yes,
places will be like, no, you can't do both.
Right. Or, because then, and I see, and I think this might be where you're coming from, Court, is like, I see where like, oh, Ryan Seacrest is doing it. Ryan Seacrest has a million and one other things. Why does he need to do this too?
Give somebody else an opportunity.
Give opportunity elsewhere, which I get that. I get that.
Like Ryan's checks are clearing. He's good.
Right. And I think it's important to always, you know, find new talent. Like, well, not always, but like find like, you know, people like the people that are hungry.
That's how I feel about movies. When you see the same big actors,
right,
in movies, I'm like, can't you give somebody else a chance?
Because you know there's
good a million
people
of them
out there.
Why was Kevin Hart in everything for 5 years?
Oh gosh, yeah, right.
Totally.
All right, do you respect Kevin Hart? He's the hardest working man in show business, you know, three years ago.
Anyone who can be in that many projects, I do have respect for him. Do I like Kevin Hart? Like, it's probably like you are with Seacrest. You don't like Seacrest, but you respect his hustle.
Yes.
That's the way I feel about Kevin Hart. Like, I respect the hustle. He's not my cup of tea. I think he's very funny. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's overly, his type of humor can be oversaturated. And I think it has been just with the number of projects he's been in.
I think that was a big part of, he did too much where I got turned off.
Plus, when it bleeds over, this is my huge pet peeve. When popular, like A-list celebrities,
uh-huh,
then go on to do the voiceover work for like Disney films,
yes,
and all that, that's a pet peeve of mine because you're putting so many voiceover people out of work.
Right, right.
When they have so much work of their own.
Yeah. Like John Hamm does like Mercedes commercials.
Yeah.
No one's going to care if John Hamm doesn't do Mercedes commercials.
Well, that's different. That's like just a commercial where a company.
But I'm talking about movies
like Ellen DeGeneres, and she's like does voice, you know.
Yes,
they
right,
all do all this voiceover work, and there's tons of voiceover actors who had done a great job previous to the A-list celebrities,
right,
who took over.
So like, are you talking
don't
like,
call on them when it's time to work for scale.
Yeah. Like, are you talking like Pixar movies?
Yes.
Like,
Disney movies.
Why do they got to be characters in those?
Why is Chris Pratt getting every...
Right.
Why is Chris Pratt playing Mario?
Exactly.
When we don't even see their faces.
You
like,
don't
it doesn't
see
matter.
Their faces. It doesn't
you can
matter.
You could have hired an Italian voiceover actor.
And they would have done a great job.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a Chris Pratt.
My guess would be it's strictly for promotional things. Like, because when you're promoting the movie, you're not having the Lego guy that Chris Pratt plays in the Lego movie, like promoting the movie. He's not doing the interviews. Chris
Pratt's
doing
the interviews. Can't
the
movie and the trailer be good enough to promote the movie? Does it make that big of a difference?
Well,
that the voice is coming from Chris Pratt.
But then you do the interviews like leading up to the movie.
Like the band The Gorillaz, they're like always in character as the cartoon. That
right,
would be kind of cool.
That would be cool. That would be cool. That would actually be pretty dope. Yeah.
So can we go back to something? Because I didn't get all your answers.
Right.
So what do you think about when someone has passed? Okay.
Right.
Because we really didn't answer it. When someone has passed, like Dick Clark.
Yeah.
Dick
what's
Clark's
the statute
news,
of limitations?
Or Kid Craddock, who's got the syndicated show out of Texas.
Uh-huh.
That's been 5 years, right?
He died in 2015.
Seven years.
Okay. How long is long enough?
I think in that 7 to 10 range.
I'd take the under.
I would say like three years. I would take the under. I'd say Dick Clark is bigger than Kid Craddock.
Dick Clark, I get. Right.
So I could see 10 and done with Dick Clark.
Yeah.
With Kid Craddock, and I'd say this really with respect, a couple of years, maybe three.
Right.
And then that would be like phase it out.
That would like still calling it Live with Regis and Kelly.
Exactly.
Right.
Starring Michael Strahan or whoever's on it now.
Ryan Seacrest.
It's Ryan. Oh, of course it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.